There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Answer the call of cash with DraftKings. Connect your Victory Challenge, sponsored by Verizon. Play for free in this nine-part prediction pool series. Take your shot at grabbing your share of $45,000 total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Verizon to join the action. Verizon, America's most reliable 5G network. DraftKings.com for details. They got me. The guy covers the NFL, but he got me with that Hopkins tweet. The beaver torrent tranquilizers from the movie Dodgeball.
Oh, our Twitter is blowing up right now.
Yeah. I've never seen the movie. They got me. But I absolutely believe the stuff that these guys put in their bodies or get caught with, though.
Oh, sure.
With the flaxseed oil or all this stuff.
I'll buy into this, yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, it's funny anyway, so.
Yes.
I will fully admit, I watched Dodgeball once. I'm not a big fan.
I've seen parts of it.
I have a very unpopular opinion with a couple of comedies. One of them is Step Brothers. I think Step Brothers is absolute garbage.
Really?
And I get destroyed every time I bring it up.
Ooh.
Okay. Because I know plenty of people who either rank it as their best comedy of all time or certainly Will Ferrell's best comedy of all time. I've tried to watch it like three times. I don't laugh. And I think I have a great sense of humor.
Okay.
It's not a good movie.
What's the other one?
I'm glad Matt Humans not on right now. I changed my opinion on this, but for the longest time I thought Caddyshack stunk. And the reason why is because, Rodney Dangerfield destroys the movie.
Oh, no. He's awesome in that movie.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Come on.
No, you know who the best guy is in that movie with a bullet?
Huh.
Ted Knight. Ted Knight is the reason why Caddyshack. I went back, and I after I watched it again, I'm like, you know what? This guy is so good in the movie that I got to change my opinion on it. And he outweighed, in my opinion, what Dangerfield did.
You know what's hard to do? Is see Chevy Chase in that role, and Chevy Chase is so funny, but he's just a prick.
Yeah.
Just a horrible person.
Yeah, by all accounts.
Yeah. Yep. But that's a classic. Bill Murray and Chevy Chase didn't get along.
That's right.
Bill Murray's got his own issues.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. But what Bill Murray's going through, but this is, how about kicking around Jack Nicholson's resume? There's a lot of stuff when you look. It's like, I didn't see that. I didn't see Easy Rider, which is a long time ago. But
neither have I.
But
I've heard it's great, obviously.
Anger Management. See, here's the thing. And a lot of people, you don't put Departed on that list. He phoned it in. I love Nicholson. He phoned it in.
Oh, okay.
The accent goes in and out during the movie.
If you want to go about his top five performances, I would not put like his overall performance in the top five. But that movie is so good until the very end. Departed is excellent.
Great movie.
Yes, it is.
Nicholson, no.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
Can't do it.
We're getting told on email, ftm@vsin.com, from Daniel. He says you got to throw Hoffa into the mix. It's got to be in the conversation.
Okay. Well, what am I taking out, though? That's the thing.
I don't know. You can't take out
anything. I can't take anything out of
that.
There's
no way you can.
Which, you know.
That's the list right there.
To me, it has to be. You can rank them in a different order, but that's the list.
It has to be.
I got the Academy Awards, two of the top three. He's won three. Terms of Endearment was best supporting. The Shining, come on. Here's Johnny, and I always...
Yeah.
I can't believe I stumbled into that doing my research for the list where he's getting ready to amped up to play that scene and getting into character when he's swinging the axe and when he's cursing at himself. All right, he's going. Oh, you got to see.
Really?
It. All right, here we go. He's going like this and he.
Wow.
Oh, you got to see it.
Okay, it's on YouTube.
It's awesome. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
John says I brought this up earlier. The Shining book said my friend is 100% correct. The book is twice as scary as the movie, hands down. I said this earlier in the show, and the reason why we're talking about this is Jack recently turned 85, but a buddy of mine from high school tried to read the book, The Shining, and he put it down like halfway through. He said, I can't finish it. Too scary. I never tried. I never picked it up. The movie's awesome, though. So here's what I did yesterday, Paulie, with the Cincinnati Reds.
This is good.
William Hill, they are leaving up a lot of their baseball stuff throughout the entire year. They have adjusted win totals on the board. I mean, I'm scrolling right now on the app, and they have just a ton of futures up, including that, with win totals for every team. And we noticed, so the Reds are 3-19, 22 games into the season, and their win total yesterday was 67, under was minus 120.
We go to commercial break. I'm looking at the menu. I also wanted to see what the updated pool was, the 13-run pool.
Yeah.
Which, more on that in a second. And I see 67. I go, how the hell are the Reds going to win 68 games? It's the second worst start in the modern era. The 88 Orioles started 1-21 or 1-22, whatever
yeah,
it was.
Right, right.
I mean, this outfit, remember, they won the series in Atlanta to start. I think they took two out of three to start.
So they have one win since.
So they were hot out of the gates.
Yes, right, right.
This is, to put it in perspective how bad this outfit has been. I mean, look at today. Woodruff's been awful. The Brewers are going to take off here, and they're $2 to win the division.
Well, I hope so.
But, I mean, they're 260 with Woodruff. He's got an ERA of almost 6. He's off to a rough start.
Correct. Just,
there's no lineup. There's no play. Molly's going. He's been awful. ERA of 6 and change. I mean, this is real. And now you moved on you, but they're going to win 68 games?
Okay, yeah. So, again, I laid $1.20 under 67 wins.
Okay.
They're 3-19 right now, so that's 22 games into the season.
Losses are coming.
That means they have 140 games left. To beat the number that I bet, they have to go 65-75. Are they going to go 10 games under 500 the rest of the way?
That is a big ask.
So I reached out to a buddy of ours yesterday, and I ran this by him, and he said, this is team, and he was asking me the question, but it was like, he just goes, they're not a 100-loss team? How does a team not lose 100 games? Plus, by the way, they might have a fire sale, which is already what they did in the offseason.
Yeah.
So Castillo's been on the shelf since the beginning of the season. Once he comes back, which I think should be any time now, but is he going to be gone by the deadline? Will others be traded? The number has now moved. It's 65.5. Under is minus 125. I don't think I'd still... Would you play that number? I do think they lose 100 games, but now you got to go... It moved a game and a half, and it's juiced even a nickel more.
Well, you should win 60 on accident. But that's...
Teams should every single year,
yeah.
Just by but default, go out there and win 60 games.
Yeah.
But I don't. If they go 65-75 to beat me, so be it. I don't think they do it.
Yeah. And the longest time it was the offense, lack thereof, no punch,
right?
Nothing. At least they have a couple games where they've been scoring runs.
Do you think the Giants cash this at plus 180 on the 13-run pool? They have to score 10-11 yet.
Now, how long is this going to take? That's the other thing. Can someone come from behind them and catch them?
Oh, sure they can.
Yeah, Padres are 5-1.
Right.
They just need to cross off 10-11 to get there.
That's probably easier said than done.
Who knows? Random.
Their two landing spots have to be exactly... I mean, it's not 4. Hell, I'd take a shutout over 10 or 11. A shutout's probably easier to come by than that many runs. And they got to get each of them.
Yes.
But, you know, so here we are, 22, 24 games into the season... And they've already rattled off 11 of the 13.
Yeah. That'll be fun to track how long this takes.
Actually, it's 14 because there's a zero on there.
Yeah. Right, and if someone comes from behind and can steal that,
I do have concerns about the Brewers, though, with the offense.
Okay.
I don't want to lay big numbers with this team. I agree with you. I mean, I think, and I have them at 14-1 to have the most wins in Major League Baseball because I love the staff, and I thought the division going into the season's not very good. But the offense for Milwaukee, we saw it the other day. Stroman was awful going into the game on Sunday against Burns, and Burns was fantastic yet again. He struck out 10. He gave up hardly anything, and the Brewers could get nothing off Stroman and the bullpen. And so, hence, the Cubs win it. 2-0 is your final score. And Burns was laying, what, two in the 250, 260 neighborhood in that game?
Yeah.
That's a big number to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Syndergaard's been good.
Yes, he has.
And he's going today.
Waka's got good numbers, which
is
surprising.
He does.
But yeah, Thor's been awesome. And a good reason why the Angels are in first place here. But Boston, again, no punch offense. I can't believe all the unders. Look at yesterday again, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You get that Arizona game that went over, but it's 5-4. But a ton of low-scoring games last night again, and you've got an 8.5 here in Fenway. But there's no punch with Boston right now.
Look at that scoreboard.
I know.
The Braves-Mets game actually went over. Some places had 6.5. And I know you had this in Win Some, Lose Some earlier. I did notice a book or two that had raised A's, maybe more than that, with 6.5 as well.
Okay.
But it was 6-1 right away, and some spots had it 7.
Yeah.
And it stayed at that number.
Paddock's been good.
Yes, he has.
So is Joe Ryan. And Joe Ryan's going for the first place Twins. The Dodger totals 6.5 tonight. Urias against Rodon. I know you love Rodon.
How can you not?
That's a big series. How good is that division? The worst team in the division is 11-13, Arizona. And they're hitting .180.
That's right.
That's the second lowest in the modern era in the start out the first month of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That their batting average. But they still won 11 games somehow. But they're in last place. Because you see, that is a tough division. But this is a big series tonight at Dodger Stadium.
You want to get down on the Twins to win the Central?
Wow. Good job by Cease yesterday. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, he had 11 strikeouts over
one
7.
One hit.
That was it.
Right, but they got to get going here. I mean, they got to wake up.
The White Sox will turn it around. I'm confident in that. But I think the Twins and what they have found here with some of their, I don't know if it's going to continue all year for some of these guys, but the pitching the Twins that they're getting right now is completely off the charts.
The Paddock and Ryan thing, is that going to continue? I see your point, but that's...
The Ryan stuff, it's a great story so far with him and others.
Are you with Matt? You also like the Blue Jays? Manoah, who's been awesome?
He's been great.
But Yankees 10 in a row, Toronto yet to lose a series.
To his point, though, you want to bet against the streak? I know some people will scoff at streaks in general, and I get that. Yankees are blistering hot right now. And you got, like Matt said, he was hoping for like $1.15, but it's $1.30 on Manoah today.
You can't rip them. I know you can say you can point to the schedule and saying they're playing cupcakes, but still. I mean, they're taking care of business. Good job.
That was a good start to the...
Under 92.5 is in... that doesn't look good right now.
By the way, coming up in 15 minutes, this will be a fun conversation. The former president of the Florida Marlins, David Sampson, is going to be on the show. A lot of thoughts on the baseball that we're seeing right now in the sport and whether or not it's going to change as we roll along here on Follow the Money.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The Derby is Saturday, and right now VSEN's offering you a special Kentucky Derby betting guide for $9.99. Previews of all the horses and jockeys for every race, best bets for the entire weekend, including the Run for the Roses. Pre-order your copy now, only $9.99 at VSiN.com/derby guide. We got great guys. Siegel will be on. We'll get Dwayne Colucci on. He's great at horse racing. Thule. So we'll have you covered with the Derby as well. VSiN.com/derby guide. You never know who you're going to hear from. Incredible response, too. How about this guy? I don't know how to pronounce it. Manaskin High School? Nicholson? From Jersey? The guy sent in on Twitter his high school yearbook photo. I was the principal, he said, from 07 to 19. I still work in the district. Legend. He's got the pic. Look, there's Nicholson right there.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I think in 54 it was. 1954, whatever it was.
But. And he's 85. He just turned 85.
Just turned 85. Right. I'll give you another one. You know, the time's going to come. When he passes, what do you do with his seats? Who gets those seats? Well, how long has Jack had those season tickets?
Oh,
the relationship, they get into it.
40 years?
He's in Winning Time, at least the character. He's in Winning Time on HBO about, Dr. Buss is a favor, gave him the season tickets. And he's been there. He went to Boston in the finals. He'd make the trip, too. Yeah. But that's, what DiCaprio, Denzel?
Sure.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's.
I'm sure they've had these conversations for years.
Yeah. I think he sits next to, what's his name? Lee Elder?
Yes, that's correct. Who was just at the Memphis game, I believe.
Was he?
Yeah, he was sitting there when I think it was Morant who went flying out of bounds.
Who's the other guy? He goes to every game. He's where Jimmy...
That's who it was, I think, was at the Memphis game.
He wears... Yeah. The
flashy clothes.
Yes.
Like the kerchief
gold,
was always
Jimmy
on.
Jimmy Gold something.
Yeah, that was him. He was at the Memphis game.
Always with a young girl. He's made a ton of money. I don't think he gets into what he was doing. But he goes to every game.
Yeah.
And he just travels around. He loves basketball.
Loves the NBA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is from Nick, ftm@vsin.com. I went on a Stephen King streak a few years ago, listened to many of his books. I was a huge fan of the movie, The Shining, before reading the book. After the book, the movie doesn't come close. I love Jack, and he did a fantastic job during the movie. But if they stayed true to the book, it would be number one on everyone's list of best horror movies of all time.
Wow.
That's from Nick in Birmingham. That's pretty strong.
How can you do that? How can he nail it like that? Didn't he do Misery too? His resume, Stephen King, all the stuff.
I don't remember.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
How do you sit down and write that? I mean, that is to come up with something where you could scare people like that. A book blows my mind.
I know. Okay, so again, on Major League Baseball, we talked about all the unders coming in, or a lot of them yesterday, and the low scoring games. 5-4 went over, but that total was 6.5. And this has been the major story, and we have David Sampson coming up in about 10 minutes on this show. I know that Gallen and Lopez, first five, full game, went over yesterday. It's, Paul, even with some of these reduced numbers, and as I pointed out in the program a day ago, I'm treading very lightly with Major League Baseball bets. How do you make a case for an over?
I know. I tried to make the case for the Mariner game yesterday. How'd that go? 3-0.
3-0 and zero. I watched a lot of that game last night. Like, nothing happened.
You mentioned Order Izzy's last against the Mariners, too, and it's just, I know. I'm with you. It's crazy what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get there. I can't do it.
Unless these numbers just continue to be so short that you just have to be like, okay, now we're getting nuts. Now we're overreacting. Like for a minute there, I did see Lopez and Gallen first five was three. Like 3.5, I wouldn't bet that over. But if it gets to three, you're like, oh, man, that's so low now for the first five.
What a fluke. A double, then a home run, and then there's nothing until the top of the fifth.
Top of the fifth, right.
And then it's, what, 5-0, and then the four spot late to make it look interesting, but very important for the total.
But you, if you go down and look at, like, the leaders in baseball so far, Rizzo's off to this great start with 9 home runs.
Schwarber.
Yep.
Coming. He's coming.
What does he have, 7?
Yep.
No?
At 2 on Sunday night.
If Buxton could ever stay healthy, I couldn't even imagine the numbers he would put up, but it's the wrist, and then it's something else, and then he misses another game.
That's the thing. You nailed it. Look who pitched yesterday in some of these games.
Yeah.
Mats? Paddock? Who was going?
Right.
Come on.
It
some of these scores.
Right. Who
or Rizzi?
But both of those guys that you just mentioned, they've been fade material for a couple of years.
Yeah, Stripling against Montgomery. I mean, these are your 3-2 and 2-1 games?
That was a pitcher's duel last night.
Yeah.
Again, up in Toronto between the Yankees and the Blue Jays. So it's, and any of this stuff, again, we're going to see 5.5s probably pretty soon. Once we see, you know, Burns versus Scherzer or Burns versus whoever it might be, or throw in, you know, a couple of other guys, we're probably going to, remember, I think it was Tim Lincecum and Randy Johnson when they would meet. Now I'm probably, seems like it was 3 years ago. It's probably like 10 years ago now, 12 years ago. We'd see 5.5s on the board.
There was a run where Yobaldo Jimenez was untouchable.
Yeah.
And you had some low totals there.
Yeah, that's right. He goes off to an amazing start.
Yep. There's some good series that continue or get underway. Again, you have Yankees, Blue Jays, Matt making the case for Manoa and how great he's been. But the Yankees have won 10 in a row. Dodgers and Giants tonight, big series. Urias and Rodon. Cubs and White Sox start their series. White Sox have to get going here. Cardinals and Royals continue. That was Greinke and Mats, which was 1-0. I can't believe it.
I know. But again, I'm watching some of the day baseball yesterday. That catch by Michael A. Taylor in center field was as good as it gets. But it, like the ball's in play. The action that you have on the base, it's nothing's really happening. But I think, again, this is what they're trying to incorporate, right, is, and again, more on this coming up with the baseballs in about 10 minutes, but they want more singles, doubles, triples. They don't want home runs to be the major factor of the game. And so far, this is kind of, you know, I don't know if this is a dream come true. I won't go that far. But with baseball, the way they've tinkered, the way it appears is, that's the funny thing. They add the DH, make it universal, but then let's cut back on the amount of home runs that we're going to see and runs scored. Strange.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure.
By the way, Braves got it done last night against the Mets.
Yeah, big one.
I saw a reaction last night coming in from people in that part of the country saying, you know what? Braves still have the Mets number.
Well, yeah.
They've done well again. It's one game I get it, but they've done well against that team.
Yeah, doubleheader today, too. And Morton goes in game one. So that they're still under 500, but you have that doubleheader that gets going today.
Yep. Yep. Look at the Twins Orioles today. It's 7. Twins again, red hot. As I pointed out on the show yesterday, the starters for the Orioles after the weekend had the best home ERA in all of Major League Baseball. Yes, you heard that right. And again, the starter who went yesterday for the Orioles absolutely held the Twins in check. We're seeing, and I get it now with the Universal DH, but my American League totals are 6.5 and 7.
No.
That is nuts.
I know. Absolutely. This is a wild start to the season. The other thing, how about all the bean brawls? And what happened, you know, Mets, I mean, Bassett was right. What was going on with the Mets in that Cardinals series.
Right.
But there's a ton of bean brawls going on, too. And guys getting hit and then shenanigans.
So the more we learn about baseballs, the more I'm on board with bringing back the sticky tack so the pitchers can have it. It helps them with their control. It's part of the reason why. I don't want guys up there who can't grip the baseball, and every single person in baseball now throws 98 miles an hour. It's been like that for a while, and they have control problems. You're going to be taking shots to the temple when you're up in the batter's box. Who wants that? What side is that good for?
Mm-hmm.
It's good for nobody. And then that video came out last week of Garrett Cole with the kind of the black patch on his right, what would be butt cheek.
And he's going to the cheek after every pitch.
Every single pitch, he keeps going to it like this.
Yeah.
And could it be more obvious than that? I mean, it's discolored. Anybody can see it from the left field bleachers.
It's like Father Palm, Mike Palm's dad. I mean, what, Scott Sanderson going to the mouth every... It's like 85 degrees, Scott. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Or blowing into his... That's what you're blowing
that's
into
right,
his
yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's 85 degrees and you're blowing into your hands, but that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was going to... He's going to the cheek after every pitch, and there's something visible there. It's like, what is that? And it's...
What was that home run prop? Will anybody hit 50 this year?
Yeah, that had... Yeah.
How was that no looking?
Cool, no kidding.
I can't believe that the longest home runs hit. Buxton, I think, has 465. Soler hit one that was like a moonshot. But with all this said, we've actually had a couple of home runs that were 460, 470, or in that range. How are they? But so many people have pointed out that when you have this exit velocity and the launch angle, and over the years, like all of those previous shots have been home runs, now they're dying at the warning track. Like now... All of these big players, they have warning track power, and that's what we're talking about this year now.
Good fun. It's good. Alvarez has got 7. Schwarber has 7. Riley has 7. I have all of them. Rizzo, that won't continue. Judge has 8.
Here's the thing about Rizzo where it could. That home run went 290 feet last week. How do they have dimensions where 290 feet is a home run? Unless people were wrong with the tail of the tape there. Anyway, we'll continue talking about this with Major League Baseball today.
Look at everyone's average. All these guys, too.
Oh,
it's 217, 200, 180. Oh, my.
The former president of the Florida Marlins, David Sampson, on the show coming up next. His thoughts on what we're seeing with the baseball today.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's playoff time in hockey, and Bet Rivers has a special offer through the entire NHL playoffs. Place 3 same-game parlays of $10 or more on each round and receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. Think of it as a betting hat trick. Terms and conditions apply. Create your ideal combo with same-game parlays on the app or go to BetRivers.com.
Okay, this is going to be a lot of fun. We've spent a lot of time today talking Major League Baseball, and most of it from a betting perspective. But now the former president of the then Florida Marlins, and current host of the Nothing Personal podcast, David Sampson, joins the program now to talk some baseball. David, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You bet. So your current stance on what we're watching right now with the baseball and a lot of questions. You had a great breakdown on your podcast, but if you could provide it for our audience here as well, what you think is happening and what kind of baseball is being used this year compared to previous years?
So the way baseball works is that they will tell you that there are rules about what the baseball needs to be, how it needs to be made, what it needs to weigh, and there are different parameters. And if you are anywhere within that parameter, it's sort of like the Price is Right game show, right? As long as you don't go over and you're within a range, you're going to get the car, the majority of the time, right? And so that is how the baseball is thought about. And we saw a little bit about the strike zone where maybe the box that we see when we're watching a game is not exactly the way umpires call balls and strikes. When we think Angel Hernandez stinks, maybe he's not so bad. So that's what it is with the baseball. But really what Major League Baseball can do is they can make changes within the narrow bands that are acceptable in the rules. And those changes will impact what happens with the ball. Now, why does this matter? Not because of what Pete Alonso said. Major League Baseball doesn't look at the free agents and say, oh, there's a bunch of pitchers who are free agents, let's make sure that we liven the ball. Or, oh, there's a bunch of shortstops who are free agents, let's deaden the ball. That's not what they do at all. That's way too micro, way too short term. Mm-hmm. Baseball is more concerned with changing the game, changing the action, getting away from the strikeout, the home run, and the walk. Making sure that people return to hitting balls in the gap, getting base hits, figuring out a way to put more balls in play. To do that, you've got to make sure that when hitters go for home runs and they don't get them, and then that goes on for month after month, then they change their approach. That's what we're seeing in baseball right now.
Okay, so you think the current state of the baseball, you think will continue for a little while, but at some point throughout the season, you think they're going to adapt and change the baseball?
No, I think hitters will have to adapt.
Okay.
They're not going to change the baseball.
They won't. Okay.
Hitters have to adapt and say, guess what? I can't get down on the knob and swing out of my heels every single time. It is in the best interest of winning games and for me and my career to get hits, because now I'm hitting 200 and I only have 4 home runs. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get paid. I might as well go back to trying to hit 290 with 4 home runs, because then I'll have a chance to get paid.
Well, you had a great...
It's always about money, by the way. Everything's about money, as you know. And the reason why players are home run hitters is because that's what gets paid in arbitration and free agency.
Yep. I thought you had a great observation on your podcast again, and it's called Nothing Personal, David Sampson, former president, Florida Marlins. You said it took you probably 5 years to realize this coming up in baseball, but the sound of the crack of the bat, once you're involved for like 5 years, you know when it's a home run. And we've seen so many times, David, that this year with the exit velocity and the launch angle, like every single time in previous years, a home run is now dying on the warning track. But now the sound, when you hear that sound today, it's like, no, that's probably going to go to the warning track, and that's what's happening, correct?
Yeah, so I haven't yet adjusted my ears, right? So when you hear it, you're still, I would even look away like, all right, that's gone. We just tied the game, or now we just took the lead, or we're coming back now. And now I'm forced to look, right? If I were still running a team, and when I watch games, I still pretend I'm running a team. But you now have to look, because you're saying, that's not gone. And now you're seeing more announcers make mistakes because they're used to listening to the sound. Players are making mistakes. When I'd go in the clubhouse at the end of games, you would talk to a player, and they know when they hit a ball exactly where it's going to go. They know when they touch a baseball whether or not it's different, whether it feels different. When you make your living throwing a baseball, pitchers can tell you if there's the slightest change to a seam. And this year you've got players saying, wow, the ball is not doing as I would expect it to do given the way I hit it at certain times.
Wow, interesting. You got into this on your podcast as well. What did you make of the suspension to Bauer?
Well, I said from the beginning, Trevor Bauer will never pitch for the Dodgers again. He'll never pitch in baseball again.
Oh.
And what is interesting to me is that I think that no one's talking enough about how much the Dodgers benefit from this suspension. No one's talking enough about what the Dodgers' involvement may have been, the advantage the Dodgers have right now. One of the great equalizing things, if you're a low revenue team and a low payroll team, is when high payroll teams make mistakes and have to pay money to get out of those mistakes. Because the more mistakes they make, the more money they pay, and that makes me feel good. I want the Dodgers to pay all of these players who stink, so they have to release them, get rid of them, and sign new expensive players. The fact that they don't have to pay Trevor Bauer for this year, that is a major problem for the Padres. It's a major problem for everyone in the National League, because believe me, now that they have certainty, they will be active at the trade deadline to make sure they're in a position to win the World Series, which they did not get to win last year.
Why won't he pitch ever again, even though the court case went his way?
Well, there has not been a hearing yet. So what you're saying is that nobody pressed criminal charges against him.
Yeah,
but that's wholly irrelevant to Major League Baseball and any of these leagues who have their own protocols, their own agreements on domestic violence. And Rob Manfred made an example out of Trevor Bauer, as he should have. And also, they have an entire department of investigations, which people don't know about, and people don't know what they found. But the day after, another woman came forward with another accusation who did talk to Major League Baseball. So we don't know exactly what happened, but here's why I tell you he's never going to play again.
Okay.
There's not one owner out of 30, not one, who will have him on their team.
Oh,
no,
really?
Okay.
Nobody will take a chance on him at all.
Not one team will sign Trevor Bauer. Wait to see.
Okay, so we've had a problem with beanballs this year, and you also broke this down on the Nothing Personal podcast that you do, David. Should sticky stack be allowed in the game for starting pitchers and for relievers to use?
Yeah, I never had a problem with foreign substances. All our players use them. All pitchers use them, whether it's spider tack, whether... One thing that I told people on a podcast that may make your audience laugh. Do you wonder why Marlins Park has a roof, right? It's a domed facility. Why in the hell did we have sunscreen in the training room? I'm just curious. Mm. Like, any thoughts on that? Like, were we worried that the sun would come through the roof? No. Sunscreen is what pitchers use. You mix it with rosin, and you make this concoction, and it helps with grip. Pitchers need grip. Hitters are okay with pitchers having grip because they don't want to get worried about getting hit in the face. Mm-hmm. The problem is spider tack goes a little too far, because what hitters will tell you is they want pitchers to have command, but they want balls to do what they're used to them doing. Now, some of the best pitchers, Pedro Martinez, if your fingers are long and crooked, balls can spin in a certain way. If you're Mariano Rivera with a cut fastball, which he throws the same pitch every time, and still hitters can't hit it, that's what makes Mariano Rivera so remarkable, right? Hitters can't hit when they guess wrong or they don't know what's coming. With Rivera, you always knew what was coming. Mm-hmm. But with certain pitches, players know where that spin, where that pitch will end, and that's where they put the barrel of the bat. But if there's a certain amount of spider tacker that changes the rotation and the spin, that leads to an unfair advantage. And that's what baseball is trying to eliminate. They're not trying to eliminate foreign substances totally, but they just haven't yet developed a uniform foreign substance, but they're working on it.
Yeah, I mean, what you say makes a lot of sense. Both pitchers and batters would want it because obviously it helps out the pitcher with the control. But then, I mean, if you're standing in the box, you know, and you're facing, I don't know, every single pitcher now throws 98 plus the way it seems, do you want to take the chance of that coming right at your forehead or at your temple? Who does? Who wants to be in the box in that situation?
Well, and it's such an advantage to the pitchers, because what you do is you end up bailing out. You don't crowd the plate,
mm-hmm.
and you're very focused. So that leaves you subject to being hurt on the outside, right? So people are finding it much easier to get hitters out, which is why everybody's hitting 210.
Exactly right.
Yes.
And it's the lowest slugging we've seen since 1993 for the first month of Major League Baseball. David, can you stick around for like five more minutes? Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. We're talking to David Sampson, former president, Florida Marlins, host of the Nothing Personal podcast. And I want to get his thoughts on what he said then 5 minutes ago on the ball's not going to change. Players will have to adapt. Does he have faith in players adapting? And are we going to continue to see lower scoring games in baseball? He's also a huge movie buff. And today's a perfect day to have him on to discuss Jack's top five movies of all time. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. VSiN Spring Specials here, only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. If you want the full VSiN experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the use of our betting tools, and the live video stream whenever you want it. Cost is only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring.
All right, we continue here on Follow the Money with the former president of the then Florida Marlins, David Sampson. His podcast is called Nothing Personal. Kind of have to stick around for a second segment here. And you brought up something when we were talking about the baseballs, David, 7 or 8 minutes ago, and whether or not Major League Baseball will change the actual baseball they're using this year because we're seeing so many low-scoring games. And for our purposes, the totals from a betting standpoint are 6.5 or 7, which is ultra-low for like American League games. But you said the players will have to adapt, and they're going to have to adjust what they do and their approach. Do you have faith in players actually adapting?
So I spent so much time in clubhouses talking to our players and talking about how to deal with the shift and when we needed. You know, remember in the old days when you're down, 2 in the 9th, you're taking a strike?
Yes.
Or when it's 3-0 and you're down 2 runs, you put your bat on your shoulder and make them throw a strike. So analytics has said that, no, we have a better chance of hitting a home run, so we're not taking a strike. And if we hit a solo home run, great. We're now only down 1 run, still with no outs. So that's what we're going to do. And when the shift is on, I would say we need a base runner, just hit it the other way. And the players would always say invariably, you don't know how hard that is. And I said, no, I get that, but I'd still rather you attempt. And let's say your probability of success is only 40%. That's still 100% more than your probability of getting a hit, which was 20%. So I still like the numbers of that. Mm. And I would get pushback from players and analytics. And then I'd have agents tell me, but David, when we go to arbitration with you or when you're deciding who to pay in free agency and how much, you're not looking at whether or not they moved runners over. You're not looking at the fundamentals of the game. You're looking at home runs, RBI, WAR. You're looking at all these advanced analytics that are all based on slugging and how far and how often my guy can hit the ball over the fence. So unless you start changing how you pay the players, why would I tell my player to adjust how they act at the plate? So all of those are the issue right now.
Wow, that is an unbelievable answer.
Yep. I would say we're going to continue to have low-scoring games then, based on the first 10 minutes of this interview. Would you agree?
Yes, I do not see it changing anytime soon.
Yep, my God. You got into this on your podcast as well. What did you think of the final season of Ozark?
Oh, yes, I reviewed it yesterday. They cut it into 2 7-episode parts. And I'm in a bit of mourning today because I miss the Bird family, because they represent everything that I never will be. On the other hand, they represent that on both sides, right? Both in sort of their pathological evil, but also in the way they are a family. And the way the series ended was fascinating, because what we're meant to, without spoiling it, which I won't, we're meant to say to ourselves, wow, does family matter that much? And I was saying something funny on the show, which is whenever they show drug dealers, right, in any of these Tom Clancy movies or any movies, the drug dealers always have a bunch of kids walking around the compound, even though there's machine guns everywhere. And they're all having fun. They're always having birthday parties, like in the movie Blow with Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz. There's all these great parties all the time, right? And so it makes it look cool and safe. But it's really not that cool and safe. But at the end of the day, maybe family does matter. So if you have a chance to watch Ozark, it's brilliant writing and brilliant acting.
You like Bateman's performance?
I've liked him. His number one for me is a movie called Bad Words. It's a movie he directed. And if you've never seen it,
it's excellent.
It is,
really?
It
yes.
is so unbelievably funny and smart and brilliant, with Jessica Hahn, but really the star is Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. And he plays an adult who enters into child spelling bees.
It's great. It's a great concept. It really is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We talked about this before you came on. Jack recently turned 85. Give me Jack's top 5 performances, movies, however you, every direction you want to take it, how you want to rank it, please.
The number 5 Jack Nicholson movie, because there's some baseball in it, which makes me laugh. The last scene is a movie called Anger Management with Adam Sandler and with Marissa Tomei. Number 4, Something's Gotta Give, a movie with Diane Keaton. It is a – he didn't win the Oscar for that. He won it for As Good As It Gets, but I think Something's Got to Give, a better movie. Number three, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yep.
Watch that movie. It's old. Even if you're young, you'll appreciate it because you'll realize that being crazy is not all that it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. Number two is A Few Good Men, which is always in a top list because whenever it's on TV, no matter what time of day or night, I'm going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Nicholson's number one movie for me is a movie called The Departed.
Oh, no!
Leonardo DiCaprio, as well as a movie with Matt Damon, and it is a it's an important movie to watch. It's called The Departed, an Oscar winner, might I add.
What'd you think of his performance, though, in the movie? The accent goes in and out.
I don't care about that. So that's funny. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Okay. I didn't not like House of Gucci because Adam Driver doesn't have a good Italian accent. I didn't like House of Gucci because I didn't find it compelling. I didn't find the writing good enough. But the writing in The Departed and his performance, and it's got one of the top 10 lines of all time when he tells people, someone says, I'm dying, and he said, we all are, so act accordingly.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like that is exactly how I feel about Carpe Diem, that we are all dying, so you might as well live your life.
What did you think of his Batman?
Loved it. You said top five.
Yeah, I know. It's tough.
Shining, yeah. Shining 2 is another one.
So I've never seen The Shining because I will not watch scary movies.
No, you won't. Okay.
Don't read the book,
then. I live in New York, right? I'm a 5'5", 130-pound Jewish guy. Like, I'm scared enough. I don't need scary movies.
Yeah. Growing up in New York City, what was your favorite pizza?
Original Ray's. No. Growing up, I went to school in the Bronx, and there was a pizzeria called Broadway Pizzeria. And the slices were 75 cents because I'm OLD, but they were so good. But now Original Ray's is right near where the team hotel was. And no matter what time of day or night, because it's open all night. And so it's a perfect thing to eat. So I was just trying to count one day how many slices of pizza I've had. And I think it would fill up an entire stadium.
What, like in your life?
Yes.
How would you even begin that?
Have you ever? Well, you can do math, right? You can figure out 5 days in a year. You can figure out how many years you've been alive. Figure out how many slices a week you eat, and then do the math. You've got yourself a number of.
Oh, wait, okay. So,
what is it every day?
Yeah,
will you have a slice every day?
I eat pizza, a slice of pizza, 4 times a week.
Wow!
No, that's impressive.
And I'm not overweight, although I'm not what I used to be because I'm just getting older. But I just there's something about it. And by the way. Side note, I have no taste or smell because I had COVID a year and a half ago and I lost my taste and smell and I never got it back.
Huh.
And one of the things that is crushing to me is that pizza, it's only the memory I have. I don't taste it anymore.
Oh, whoa.
So it doesn't matter where I get my pizza. I can eat a slice from anywhere because it all tastes the same. But I just love the feeling of it.
The feeling of it in your mouth and the memory of it. Wow. We went to New Haven in December and did the pizza challenge there in New Haven, Connecticut.
Sally's
and all of it. Have you been there?
Yes. I am fortunate enough to have had two kids go to school there.
Oh.
And it is a so I have had every pizza in every place in New Haven.
Yeah.
Sally's bar. I mean, just on and on.
Solid, yes.
Oh, people say it's the number one, but I still take New York City.
New York City.
Pizza.
All right. Okay. You can follow him on Twitter at David P. Sampson. And the name of the podcast is Nothing Personal with David Sampson. That was an excellent conversation, sir. Thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate that.
Great day. We'll do it again.
All right.
Be good.
Well done. Bravo. I said the same thing.
So many good tidbits in there.
Oh, I know. What was it, Dustin? Sally's Modern. What was the other one?
Pepe's.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And we had to try the White Clam. But I thought John's
was better
on
still.
Broadway was... top notch.
John's was very good.
It was unbelievable pizza, though, with the challenge in New Haven.
Yep.
How good was that? Scoring? Boy, that was a good answer. Messing with the baseballs. Guys have to adjust.
And they won't.
Don't they want? And then it goes back to arbitration. I'm not taking a pitch.
Yep. You're going to look at my slugging at the end of the year. Not I did a I bunted successfully when they had the shift on in a one-run game in the bottom of the eighth. You're not going to look at that.
I mean, he's spot on. Look what happened. Look what transpired yesterday. Nolan Ryan wasn't pitching yesterday. I mean, it was Paddock. It was Mats. 2-1, 3-0, order is he. I mean, look at these scores and who's on the mound.
The best pitching matchup of the day produced the most runs.
Yeah, yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Gallen and Lopez. Both guys had a sub 0.6 ERA going into the game.
Paddock and whoever the Orioles threw was 3-0. Or 2-1, whatever. 2-1. Order is he. 3-0. Matt's Greinke, 1-0. Man.
Hey, he was great. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Email to react to that, ftm@vsin.com. We will recap last night's playoff action and get into tonight's games coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.